Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today, I'd like to make it clear why, for every attraction, you need an action. If that sounds like a catchphrase, that's because it is. It's important, so I made it easy to remember. For every attraction, you need an action. Meaning that after you go through Wednesday's attraction process by creating stillness and sending out your intention, you need to follow up with some kind of concrete action. When you attract, you're aligning your conscious desires with those of your higher self. And your higher self is connecting to the field of all abundance. And what this three-step alignment does is it makes you aware of what needs to be done in order to bring your intention into your reality. That's what Thursday's commitment to act is all about. Now, as a writer, one action you should be taking on a regular basis is promoting yourself. And you're going to hear this from me a lot, because no matter how many times I say it, it doesn't feel like enough. Starting today, you have to be 50% writer, 50% marketer. If you intend to make any money from the sale of your book, you need to start building your fan base right now. That way, when your book is finished, you'll have lots of people to promote it to. In addition, whether you write fiction or nonfiction, you never know what you'll learn from your growing audience. You could even put in a discussion forum on your website, and you may just hear a lot about what your readers are looking for. And if you're writing a book while all this is happening, you might be able to tailor your book a little bit to your fans' wants and needs. It'll certainly help sales. So what can you do to start promoting? Well, there are a lot of options, and different things work for different people. But first and foremost, be sure to set up a mailing list. A quick visit to MailChimp or AWeber will get you up and running. I've actually got several more websites to mention here, but don't feel like you have to frantically scribble all these down. You can see all the links in the resources or transcript section beneath this episode. Anyway, you also have a lot of social media options. Of course, there are the old standbys, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Pinterest. But there are others if you look around. StumbleUpon, Reddit, Tumblr, Instagram. Each of these sites has a different focus and serves a different niche. And they each have their advantages and disadvantages. The key is finding the ones that work for you. Goodreads is a great resource for authors too, so be sure to set up an author profile there. You can post videos, share excerpts from your book. You can also generate buzz by hosting a giveaway of your book or publicize events like book signings and speaking engagements. I also read an article recently that I wanted to mention. It was called 5 Creative Ways to Drive More Traffic to Your Blog Posts. And it really hit me because it discusses some very unconventional ways to use various social media sites and smartphone apps to increase visibility of your blog posts. If you're up for trying something that not a whole lot of people try, this is worth a read. Again, all of these links are in the resources or transcript section underneath this episode. Remember, there are authors who publish and then sell only a few copies, and there are writers who are making money hand over fist just from selling their books on Amazon. It's easy to tell which authors are better connected and spent more time on their promotional efforts. If you have a minute, head on over to the Dream Play Right forum, where I've posted the topic, What Are You Doing to Promote Your Writing? You can find that at dreamplaywright.com/forum/act. dreamplaywright.com/forum/act. Even if you haven't tried anything yet in terms of really promoting yourself, it's still worth checking out for the ideas and advice you'll find there. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.